Blake Burris with KJAA News, and today I have the honor and the privilege of talking to a former member of the Iowa National Guard. He was a member of the Iowa Senate for the 15th District from 2019 to 2023. He was part of the Iowa House of Representatives for the 30th District from 2015 to 2019 and has served as Iowa's 3rd Congressional District since 2023. Zach Nunn, Congressman of Iowa. Zach, thanks for being with us this morning.
Hey, Blake, thank you so much for having me on. And as we head into a Veterans Day weekend, I just want to say thank you to all the fellow veterans out there for your service at home and abroad. And importantly, thank you to your families. I obviously think that's one of the biggest sacrifices both the member makes, but also the family makes in sending a loved one off to a combat zone. So much appreciated. Privileged to continue to serve here in Congress and also in the Air Reserve, getting to fly. Still a little bit, not as much as I like, but most of my flying now comes from doing late night votes in D.C. and getting back home to see my family as well.
Yeah, you talked about it. It is Veterans Day this weekend. It is such a big, honorable weekend for those guys. How special is this weekend to all the veterans out there, including yourself, who served in the Iowa National Guard?
Yeah, so let's remember that freedom is not free, that there are men and women who sign up every day to serve, who put their life on the line and don't know whether they get to come home from a combat deployment because they're out there protecting the country so the rest of us have the opportunity to live a better life. And candidly, I'll just say that's one of the main reasons I came to Congress. I think our veterans specifically deserve more support, and that's one of the top priorities I've executed. So, Blake, I'd like to just share with you some of the things that we have done for veterans in my, you know, short tenure, 11 months here in Congress. One, we have led legislation on a bipartisan way to reduce veteran suicide. The loss on a combat zone is always a tragedy, but we equally have a tragedy here at home when folks come back from their military service. Veterans have far too high of a self-inflicted loss of life from suicide. Here in Iowa, it's 4 times higher than national average, and that's one of the bills that I've been proud to lead and pass. Additionally, we've been supportive of veteran-owned companies in rural communities, protecting active duty military pay and avoiding a government shutdown so that those men and women overseas and their families don't lose a paycheck because D.C. can't do its job. Also, preventing political games from withholding active duty military pay from veterans' benefits and making sure that our VA works. And then I've also led legislation to help veterans and their surviving spouses receive their full benefits after a military death. But like one of the ones I'm most proud about as a foster parent who just got to adopt 2 kids, our Reserve and National Guard guys here in Iowa don't get the same benefits as the active duty guys do, even though they do the same job when they deploy. So we've expanded in a bipartisan way the Parental Leave Eligibility Act, which makes sure that all members of the military, both mothers and fathers, get to spend time with their newborns and foster kids if they happen to take them into their family. So good work being done here in a bipartisan way for our veterans.
Zach, why has it been so important for you to go out and do these things for the veterans? Because it sounds like you are very, very passionate about the veterans and doing everything you can to make life for them as good as possibly once they come home from serving our great country.
Yeah, brother, I'll share with you the fact that, you know, we've been out to the 3rd District in Iowa 4 times to every county. That's a 21-county tour. We do it every quarter. And I've talked with just thousands of Iowans. Of those, nearly 800 have opened up cases with our office. And that's largely based on veterans who need assistance. One of the things we talked about was helping veterans get jobs in agriculture afterwards, particularly in underserved communities. One of the things that we have heard is that veterans come back with all of these incredible skills after their military service, but then try and get into a line of work here in the United States, and they feel like they've missed the boat, really. They didn't get to, you know, go straight into college in a lot of cases. They didn't get to have a job straight out of high school. So what my bill would do is provide more than 174 veterans right here in Iowa a small business opportunity by giving them, a startup tax credit of $50,000 so they could start their own business. Think of a truck driver for the Iowa Army National Guard coming back and being able to help start and buy his first truck. Or, you know, for a helo pilot in Boone who wants to come in and work mechanics on a John Deere tractor, giving them the opportunity to set up their own shop and do those kind of things. Or, I mean, for some of our nurses who have left who want to go back and get the opportunity to go into a civilian nursing field here, they still have to get accredited. We want better on-ramps for our military members coming back, but also for our guardsmen right here in our community to continue to serve in their military role while being in their civilian and mom and dad role in the community.
Talking about the National Guard, what was it that made you decide that, hey, this is something I want to do, I want to pursue this and serve my country?
Yeah, so I did 4 years active duty flying recon operations, two tours in Afghanistan, another tour in Iraq, and then switched over to the reserve. I was really privileged to get to serve in frontline positions as a counterintelligence officer, China, in Russia, flying operations off the coast of both of those, including Black Sea operations, and then North Africa with counterterrorism activities, which sadly we are seeing resurgent today in Gaza with Hamas and Hezbollah. Serving in the National Guard, though, here in Iowa was the perfect blend of getting to serve my community, be a commander, and help that next generation of young military leaders, whether they were officer or enlisted, get involved. And I think that, Iowa has an incredible history. We sent, more men and women, more sons and daughters of Iowa to serve in the Civil War than any other state as a percentage of our population. So we have a great legacy here of protecting the country while serving our community. In fact, it's emblazoned on our state emblem. I love that so much, and I'm proud to be part of that. But equally, there are military men and women and their families who give so much back to our community. You don't have to be in the military to be able to support our veterans. Mm-hmm. If anything, it takes an entire team for these operations to be successful. That's the employers, that's the kids, that's the parents, but also the community that stands with them and welcomes them home after a deployment.
Absolutely. It takes a special kind of person, special kind of character to be able to serve our great country. I'm blessed with a couple family members who have served and are currently serving. So just want to give all the thanks to them, because that is a battle and a fight that not everybody wants to choose. And like you said, they give us the right to have the freedom to do what we want here in our great country. Was there anybody in your family that served before you that kind of maybe gave you the motivation to, hey, that's something I want to do, to follow in their footsteps? Because just hearing you talk about the veterans, you can really tell in your voice with how passionate you are about it.
Blake, I'm privileged that, my grandfather served in World War II. He was there at the Battle of the Bulge. He was an infantry scout. He came into a village and helped liberate it from the Nazis. And a week later, as a young man, he got to have a baby he didn't know about back in the States. The following week, he was on patrol and got caught between a Nazi sniper nest and shot him right there on the field. Took out both of his knees, but he was able to fall into a creek bed that was covered in ice. And thank God for that. He spent the entire night in the creek bed, and that was enough to stop the bleeding until he could be recovered by Army Rangers the next morning. His life was spared, and he got to come home and have just a beautiful family. My father got to serve during a time of Vietnam. My brother served in Iraq while I was flying overwatch operations from him in the Air Force while he was an Army military police officer. My family is replete with men and women who, have served our country. But what's also most inspiring are those young airmen, those young soldiers that I got to command, because that's the next generation of our military leaders. They're the folks who are on the front line right now. We had 40 strikes against U.S. military personnel in the last weeks alone, terrorist organizations in the Middle East. That's our sons and daughters who are facing down an adversary to keep the rest of the world safe. We have military troops on the southern border right now trying to prevent what happened in Israel from happening right here in the United States. And sadly, we have veterans who I call friends who have come home and they have hit hard times, whether that be with drugs, whether that be with the runaway sense of depression or lack of mission. And Blake, I'd just like to highlight, one of the things that I have heard from a family right here in Adel, Iowa, not that far from us. Adele's son, Adam, was given up to suicide when he came home after 12 months off of military service. And his mom and dad, Jill and Dean, are just incredible advocates for making sure this doesn't happen to another generation of young veterans. I mentioned earlier, our suicide rate here in Iowa for veterans is four times higher. We lost 70 veterans in Iowa to suicide in 2020. I'm leading pathways now to make sure that we have better care for our veterans at a federal level to help them transition and get the immediate help they need when they need it. But this is not, you know, the federal government's responsibility alone. Blake, this is each of our responsibilities to call our battle buddies, to find our wingmen, to reach out to our friends, and particularly our veterans this Veterans Day weekend, and recognize that not only are they not alone, but this is a country that supports the sacrifice they made. And if they're going through hard times now, they still have friends who are ready to fight with them, because it is absolutely worth serving in whatever capacity you're in now. And one loss of life from suicide is a preventable loss that's too many.
Absolutely. Mr. Nunn, before we let you go, what message would you have to the younger generation right now that not at the age to serve, but might be thinking, hey, that's something I want to do? What would be your message to them?
You know, this nation was founded on patriots, and patriots come in many different forms. But the reality is that in order to vanquish tyranny, you have to have individuals who are prepared to stand up and put service before self and their nation and their community ahead of their own interests. Now, veterans serve in many capacities. It's not always a rifleman. It's not always a fighter pilot. They're incredible heroes that serve in uniform as nurses, as doctors, as chaplains, as public relations specialists, as technicians. The reality is everybody who's got a skill set and is willing to put their country and their community ahead of themselves, there is a role for you to be able to help defend our country. And so I just want to say thank you to all the veterans who have served our great nation, but to those next generation of Americans, we are seeing too many people turn away from the honorable service of defending our country. There is a need and there is a requirement for all of us to be involved in the solution. And so take that challenge seriously. If there's something that you want to do that is greater than yourself, here is a great way to stand up, raise your hand, and swear an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And we're privileged for those young men and women who get to do that.
Absolutely. Utmost respect to anybody that has ever served this great country and given us the freedom that we have back home here in the States. This is Iowa Congressman Mr. Zach Nunn. Mr. Nunn, thank you for taking time out of your busy work week to meet with us here for a few minutes and just talk about the sacrifice that these men and women have not only done in past history, but what they are continuing to do now and will continue to do in the future. We really appreciate you here at KJAN.
Blake, it is always a privilege. And again, a salute to our veterans. I'll see you at the cemeteries and the VFW halls this weekend. Thank you so much.
This has been Blake Burris with KJAN News.